Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Kaum reaches second base with a double. Simmons throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Kaum trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey fires to first and has Burnett trapped. There's the throw to McNair, who tags Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mahaffey for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kaum hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran strikes out. Myatt drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cochran out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harder strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Harder out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to third. Mahaffey moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill is hit by the pitch. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morgan. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cochran goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Indians. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Simmons is safe. Simmons moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Harder covering. Safe. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com has Fox trapped. There's the throw to Myatt and back to Com, who tags Fox for the out. Kramer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mahaffey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox is walked intentionally. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Simmons scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson pinch hits for Mel Harder. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is hit by the pitch. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahaffey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.